This is what the devil thinks of you. You know, in the book of Job, when the devil is trying to gain access to Job's life, this is what the devil said. Skin for skin, yes. All that a man has, he will give for his life. That's what the demonic realm thinks of mankind, that we're no different than them. That skin for skin, when everything's on the table, self-preservation rules. You'll give everything to save your own life. You don't care what it is. You'll look out for number one, skin for skin. That's why Jesus laid down this principle. Deny yourself and take up your cross. Because the moment you move into the area of self-denial, you have stepped out of the control of darkness over your life. And at that moment, you're messing with the enemy's head. The flesh is all about self-gratification, putting yourself before others, looking after number one, self-preservation, skin for skin. You're no better than a demonic. That's what the enemy thinks of you. Here's the thing that worries him. He cannot predict what you are going to do if you're not going to be controlled by supreme self-interest. Did it again, didn't I? I just said that in Polish, right? You know, I don't know why I do it, but it just keeps happening. So I'll try and say it again in English. The enemy cannot predict what you're going to do if you're not going to be controlled by supreme self-interest. There's something about you in Christ that when you come into your rightful place in who Jesus is for you, you come out of the clutches of the enemy forever. There's got to come a time in your life when the enemy considers it not worth it to attack you. That's your heritage. That's the heritage of the people of the Lord. We love to fight, and we're going to show up for this fight in ever-increasing numbers because one of us is worth 100 of them. It doesn't take many warriors to take a city. David took a nation with 100 mighty men. His initial army had 400, but 300 of them were malcontents. But he had 100 mighty men, and they were all named. We are heading into a day when we will see the modern day equivalent of David's mighty men.